listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. As Beef Week starts this Sunday, the atmosphere around Rockhampton is buzzing for the influx of visitors. With a record number of attendees expected, Rockhampton Regional Council are also hoping locals will get amongst the action. There are a number of activations being placed across Rocky CBD, including a free fitness class on the riverfront each morning. Mayor Tony Williams says they want this year to be the biggest event. After all, Rockhampton is the beef capital of Australia.
We want our community to be very proud of that. So we want everyone to come along and make sure that they participate in the event and make sure they take advantage of what's being offered only in the CBD, but out at the showgrounds and the activations that will be happening out there as well.
In other news, historic new laws mean sex work in central Queensland has become a lot safer. Since the year 2000, Queensland's sex industry has been operating in a half-criminalised model, meaning workers couldn't work with anyone else. Queensland Council of Unions General Secretary Jacqueline King says the rules have been forcing about 90% of the industry to break the law.
So that means you can't operate with another sex worker, have a driver, have someone do your administration books for you, else that type of work is currently considered illegal.
And the Gladstone Foundation have been nominated for a Queensland Philanthropy Award. They received the nomination for their support for long-term and legacy social infrastructure for the region. The foundation has been running since 2011, and they say their work enhances the livability of Gladstone communities and helps build more stable workforces. The Philanthropy Awards raise awareness throughout the state and encourage support for charities, community organisations and worthy causes. The awards take place from June 3rd. Taking a look at local sport, heading into round 8 in the QRL, and our CQ Capras have the support of a home crowd again this weekend. The Capras have 3 wins under their belt as they take on the South Logan Magpies, who only have 2.